From Great Lakes Naval Training Center, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another program, brought to you transcribed, designed with this purpose: to acquaint and bring you closer to a group of musicians that are reflecting the idiom of music we know as contemporary American jazz. Here now, in concert and miniature, is modern America's man of music, your conductor, Stan Catton.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It certainly is wonderful to have people that like to see me so much here. You applaud in such a way. Makes me feel great. I'm going to start out with the Cuban incident this evening, the Cuban episode. Another one, a thing that is chosen as a rather an impressionistic thing, inasmuch as we are going to try to give a modernist idea of what he felt when he went to Cuba. That means we start with some rhythms on the trombone section, or with the trombone section, playing melodies in rhythmic form and gradually develop to a greater size in the orchestra. A few short solos. We'll discuss that later. Here it is. Gentlemen, take my beat and make it yours.
Thank you.
Half a Cuban music, a bit in the 4-4, some in 7-4, a couple of other broken bars. There's a star here in the orchestra, one of the headliners. He's not only a headliner in our group, but he's one of the headliners in the field of music today. And I, as I say oftentimes, I won't attempt an introduction because truly it's not necessary with the guy. Mr. Ferguson, if you'll stand about there and blow toward that direction, I'm sure that musical codec will take your picture. There you are. Canton Band in Westville. Now Stan's going to move over to the microphone, and as he does, I would like to say that for this next one, two of America's great musical minds collaborated back in 1947, and that's exactly why Pete Rugolo and Stan Canton called it collaboration. Thank you. That was Bob Burgess with a trombone on this composition collaboration, and also that was Jim Lowe. Wonderful relationship there, because he's not only an NBC announcer, he's a fan of the Kenton Orchestra, so he's relieving me for the moment while I use some more sandpaper on my words. Speaking of words, I'd like to say here that the orchestra is going to close its stay in Chicago. Two more nights we have to go to Blue Note. We play there tomorrow night, and Thursday night, then it moves on south. We do the next concert miniature on this next Tuesday night at Lakeside Park in Dayton, Ohio. Then we proceed toward Syracuse, New York, where we go into rehearsals for that big event that is supposed to take place for 8 weeks. I say it's supposed to take place. It's scheduled and it's all booked. There's Sarah Vaughan, there's Nat Cole, there are a number of wonderful acts who will be touring the eastern part of the United States, the South, the Midwest, and of course far up into Canada. Again, to speak of Kenton fans, we've been reprimanded severely lately because we always use the peanut vendor as either a filler or some short portion of the program in which they feel that their egos have been belittled because the composition is important in their catalog and collection of Kenton records. So we want to take a spot right here in the middle of this concert miniature and bring to life this thing that's called the peanut vendor. Frank Rosolino, get out your peanuts. Bill Holman is a gentleman that is a member of the saxophone section here, and he's one of the most promising of all the young orchestrators in the field of creative contemporary jazz. You've done yourself well, made it first, and just carried a piano bench from one side of the stage to the other. Now, what are you going to do with it? Now, move the piano over. There's a thing that Holman created here for Maynard Ferguson, trumpet, and Sal Salvador, guitar, kind of a duet between them. An incident in jazz here. So will you fellas start inventing for guitar and trumpet?
Thank you. a bow, Sal. I'll stop at our guitar and take a bow, Ferguson. Thank you.
There are some portions of every library, of every band like ours, in which there are compositions that are very well known, but somehow there has never been any music for them. Things that we term, well, the head arrangements. This came from a few years back from a suggestion of one of the great trumpet players in our field of music, Ray Wetzel. He did so much for our orchestra and did a lot for Woody Herman and Tommy Dorsey and many of the orchestras in this field of music. This is a thing that came about through just a simple little riff, developed into a few solos, finally became a little more elaborate here and there, until finally it wound up a very important part of the book, Still No Music. It's a thing that we play called Intermission Riff.
Thank you.
Broadcasting Company has brought you another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature transcribed. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern music. Music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Great Lakes Naval Training Center near Chicago. 1 week from tonight, Stan Kenton's Concert in Miniature will be heard over many of these same stations at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Check your local newspaper for exact time in your vicinity. Over most of these stations tomorrow night at the same time, may we invite you to join us for a special concert encore by Stan Kenton and the orchestra, truly modern America's man of music. This is Jim Lowe speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.